I want Carl Urban.
Carl Urban. Yeah, that's Cockney accent. Yes, right. I want him as Smee, now that I've seen it. Carl Urban as Smee. No. Yeah.
Wouldn't he be a better Captain Hook?
No, because Smee's me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a year-long extravaganza episode of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve. out of all the movies we've watched in 51 episodes, you picked Mr. Deeds? No. Not Mr. Deeds.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Same movies.
It just came to me. Came in a vision.
Like Scuba Steve. You're like, who's my hero?
Scuba Steve.
Let him take me there.
Yes, a year in the making.
A year in the making of the Brothers Movie Factory. This is our anniversary show. It was a year ago to the T that we started doing this show. So we just wanted to take an episode to have a bit of a retrospective, look back on why we wanted to start doing this, look back at our first episode and where we are now, also maybe have a little bit of a redemption for some of our worst picks we've had on this show, which are several. You know, we look back at some of our picks for some of these factories, and we're like, what the hell were we thinking? So, yes, indeed. Anything you want to start us off with?
Well, I guess we got to start at the beginning. So, it was you who wanted to start this podcast. Simple question, why? What made you want to step into this world that we've been diving into each and every week?
I mean, well, for those of you who know, my brother and me, we talk rather frequently, almost every day, on the phone. And we were having these conversations anyways, and I'm a fan of watching movies, but I find myself not watching them as much anymore. So we had tried to do a wrestling podcast, and we did one for about, was it, what, 2 months?
No, it was like half a year.
Really? I thought we just did it over a summer.
I think we had like, I'll have to look, but I think there was like 15 plus episodes.
Yeah. We had a wrestling podcast where we talked about WWE and our thoughts with that, and that was a lot of fun. But then we kind of went away from that. That was before I lived in Pittsburgh near Gus, so it was a little bit of a distance issue. We couldn't really record them. We didn't have the proper equipment, so... I just thought that it'd be fun to start doing it again. We both have a lot to say. We both make each other laugh, so figured why not make others laugh and get it out there just as a creative outlet. Because I consider us both somewhat creative people in terms of like what we want to do. Just as like a creative outlet to get that comedy aflowing and just kind of speaking to our likes and our strengths and what we wanted to talk about. So I thought it'd be a fun time.
So besides talking about movies, what made you come up with the idea of like the concept of the factory, our gimmick?
Yeah. So actually like when I started thinking of ideas, I had written a couple different names. I think I had like the Brothers Movie Pod, just that, which is where the Twitter handle came from, the Bros Movie Pod, which I was like, there's got to be a million of those. And there's ones like Bros Talk Movies, which we retweet a lot on Twitter. But I had a bunch of different names. And I don't know what brought it up. I know I had this idea that popped into my head that was, what if we took a concept and thought about it in terms of a movie? So, like, we took a game and imagined what it would be like as a movie. Or we took, you know, pulled names out of a hat or items out of a hat, and we had to make a movie from that. Like, we pulled a genre, like actors and a story, and we had to like make something out of it, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, just puzzle it together. And that was just like the first idea. And originally I wanted to talk about movie news as well, movie concepts, what was going on around the movie scene, as well as just kind of what we were into. It's pretty evident in our first handful of episodes. We tried to do that. We talked about, you know, what we watched, what we were doing, but then it was brought to our attention that we're 20 minutes into the episode and we're not even talking about the movie we did that week yet.
Right.
So it's been refined, but yeah, it was just kind of an idea that popped in my head that wasn't what we were doing, and it refined to this point. I'm pretty sure you had the idea to watch a movie and just go from there with it. There's a lot of different ideas that we haven't really mm-hmm. done in a while, like the degrees game. Yeah. That was like our big Kevin Bacon game.
Like for the first few episodes, that's what we did. I think we stopped because it was just too much time.
It was that, and yeah, it was dead air a lot of time. Mm. We're like, so it was just a lot of us going like, well, yeah. So if you made it this far, if you made it 52 episodes in, you've seen a real change in the way we do things around here for sure.
Yeah. Going back to the very first episode, which was Super Mario Brothers.
Worth it.
I don't know if this was your original thought or if it was mine, or I know it quickly branched away from it, but I mentioned on one of these recent episodes that the original idea for the show was to do cheesy movies, yeah. Movies that aren't seen as
movies
good.
Movies that deserve a remake.
Right. Like Super Mario Brothers, like 1998 Godzilla, you know, things like that. But it was after episode 2 that we changed it. We did Conan the Barbarian as our third episode. And that's a good movie.
It says cheese.
I don't know. So we quickly changed that gimmick. And then another thing we've changed over... We changed this one semi-recently within the last few months, but we used to, synopsisize the whole movie, beat
Indeed.
For beat. We would, describe beat for beat, what happened throughout the movie, and then we'd, integrate jokes or movie factoids along the way. And that worked for the most part, but it definitely made them longer, and, not everyone wanted to hear that. And it's been a growing show. It's been ever-changing, I suppose. We take in people's feedback or our own feedback or what we'd want to change or what we like or what we didn't about each and every episode. And we listen to people with what they have to say. We don't always do what they say, but some of it's good and some of it makes sense. So,
I mean, quite frequently we watch... We listen back to these shows and we're like, that wasn't a good episode, or that was a good episode. And that's just been a trend. And we do get recommendations from people to do different movies and different things. And sometimes they don't meet the mold of what we necessarily want to do. Like, I've had someone say, you got to do Pacific Rim. And maybe someday we'll do Pacific Rim. But, that doesn't fit the mold of what we're trying to do here. Like, why would we... do Pacific Rim if my dog's barking at us.
Sweet baby Milo is a guest host.
Jesus, monster. What would we do with Pacific Rim? How do we recast it? Because Pacific Rim...
It's brand spanking new.
Yeah, it's brand spanking new. It doesn't really have many... In the first one, at least, doesn't have many name brand actors, if you will.
Charlie Day.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, all right, how do we make it better and bigger, I guess? But at the same time, it's like, I would rather do it where we watch Pacific Rim and then we talk about the Pacific Rim we would like to see. Mm-hmm. What would we like to see from Pacific Rim movie? Or talk shop and do Godzilla and Pacific Rim, or make our mashup movie, you know?
I've even recently been recommended All Dogs Go to Heaven. Good movie. But it doesn't really...
How do we cast dogs?
Yeah, it's like we'd recast voice actors. But
which we've done. We did with Akira.
No, we did that as if it was a live action movie.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've done animated movies, but it's like as if it was being made live action. So who would be the actor? Actors.
Yes.
You can't really do that for like animal characters. Same as like Babe or something like that.
Hey.
Hey.
Babe doesn't need remade.
Hey.
Nobody puts Babe in the corner.
That pig is a national treasure.
A pig is a national treasure that I haven't seen in ages. Watch it on VHS.
Ever since he went to that city.
Yeah, ever since. We never saw him again. Disappeared. Mm. That pig grew up and became a billionaire.
Sorry. We got a dog here, and Ben's holding like a big baby.
He's being cradled, rocked to sleep very gently. yes, indeed. We have movies recommended, and originally the idea was let's do these bombs and stuff, and what we went from Super Mario Brothers, which was a bomb, to Godzilla
98,
which was financially a hit. Financially, it was very well received. But it's not considered in a good light now.
Right.
Conan is financially a hit. It was a good movie. It's a cult classic. But it's full of that cheese action, man. And so we just kind of continued that on, and we watched some weird movies on here. We started just to watch kind of whatever we felt like it. I mean, we got to Halloween, and we're watching Tremors as a horror movie.
Because it's spooky.
So it's like stuff like that, you know, why watch Tremors? It's not a horror movie. Mm-hmm. It does have scary elements, but we're like, screw it. We're going to do it. So, you know, things of that nature we started to
do. I think it started getting like, we'll watch whatever, episode 3. I said it was Conan. It was not. It was Spider-Man. But yeah. I remember Spider-Man, the video game, came out around then.
Yeah.
So we tend to go a little topical, maybe.
Yeah, try to be a little more specific to what's going on in the world. I'm trying to think of what we did recently. There was just a couple weeks ago we did it. Hook for Robin Williams.
Yeah, for his death anniversary. We did Masters of the Universe.
Yes.
For recently.
The He-Man announcement.
Mm-hmm.
For Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, what else? We did Kill Bill because Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was coming out. We did Independence Day because of the holiday. But then, like, here's a random one, like Men in Black. Or did we do that because there's people wanting to storm Area 51?
I thought maybe we did Men in Black because wasn't that around when Men in Black International came out?
You're right. See, we're talking.
You're like, see, that movie was so forgettable. I forgot it came out. It's coming out on Blu-ray soon, too.
It already did. We did G.I. Joe.
Because we're Americans?
Yeah. Was that for, that wasn't for the 4th of July. It was Independence Day.
That was for...
That was just for the fuck of it.
That was for nothing.
It was for Memorial Day, maybe?
Maybe. Nothing's more in memoriam than the animated G.I. Joe movie.
That's right. For Duke.
For Yo, Duke.
Joe.
Don't worry. He just fell into a coma.
That's right.
He's gonna pull through.
I was going to say Little Rascals was a random one, but we made it topical because we cast wrestlers as the kids, and we were going to WrestleMania. As was Sandlot, because of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, because we suck at, well, that was another thing. Like, we've fallen into our gimmicks, and this episode is just for just a retrospective how we kind of came to do what we're doing on the pod here. And, like, that's one of those things is, like, we quickly found out whenever we would do movies that involved kids, we were casting Stranger Things kids. We were casting the same people continuously. So it was like, all right, we got to cast someone else. We can't just always cast kids. And then it was
the same, like Stranger Things kids.
Yeah, and there we've heard the thing before, like what would happen if the Marvel movie was released in the 80s or something of that nature? Like who would have been Captain America in the 80s?
Maybe we'll do that someday.
So
maybe.
We're like, yeah. But we were kind of thinking along those lines. And we're like, well, what if we did it but with adults instead? Like what would it look like with these kids? So why not take these literal larger-than-life personalities and plop them in a kids movie?
Yeah,
like stuff like that, just to make it easier on us, but also more fun.
It's a good gimmick.
Yeah.
What? are some names you think we maybe say too many times when we factory? Now, for those of you, let me do this bit. You usually handle this bit.
Yeah.
Now, when we dip into the factory, which is that is our purpose, our gimmick for the show, the Brothers Movie Factory. What we do then is we watch said movie, then we take it to the factory where we just remake it, discuss back and forth, have debate, challenge each other. Who would we like to see directing this movie if it were made today, like today's directors? Like if we did a Hitchcock movie, who would direct it today? Then we pick our stars, actors of today, who would play said characters. Who are some that you think we use maybe too much?
I would have to say out of everyone that we do use, I remember the first, very first episode, I used Scarlett Johansson. I think the first couple, I was like, Scarlett Johansson for everything.
Yeah.
So I know we used her a lot at first. I know you always bringing up that Jessica Chastain action consistently. You're like, Jessica Chastain, because we've never casted her, but I've said her 10 times.
Yeah.
That Jessica Chastain action. There's a lot of actors and actresses that, like, in hindsight, I'm like, damn, I should have cast them. Like,
yeah,
I was just thinking this
too.
The other day, and I wasn't going to use Independence Day anyways, but I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, you've seen Criminal Minds, some of Criminal Minds, right?
Some.
I was like, you know who'd have been perfect to replace Will Smith's character in that movie is Shamar Moore, the guy who plays Derek Morgan. Now he's in that show SWAT.
Hmm.
If you've seen SWAT, but he's like, he'd be perfect. He's got like the same charisma. He's like, so there's a lot of actors like I wish I would have.
Now I've seen The Boys. I'm like, A-Train.
Yeah, it's A-Train. Hey. but yeah, no, like it's like there's a lot of actors like we've never used. Speaking of The Boys, never used Carl Urban.
Yeah.
But he probably would have fit some roles. There's a lot of people we like Viggo Mortensen. We were just talking about Lord of the Rings.
I don't think we ever brought up like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. Don't think, well, we've never needed him. We never needed him in something so great. Or like Leonardo DiCaprio as Mario.
You had Chris Pratt, if I recall correctly.
He would be good.
Damn it.
I don't know. There's a lot of actors, like in hindsight. And a lot of times, part of our thing is we try to do it. I try to factory while I'm watching the movie. And that's probably a mistake. Because a lot of times I forget about it. I'm like, this is such a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait.
We
get to Masters of the Universe. I'm like, this movie is shit. it's just definitely.
I think some names we've used too many times maybe would be like Tom Hardy. Christian Bale. Very versatile actors. That's why we use them a lot. Then on like the production side of things, we use.
Our composer. We have to just get rid of composers altogether.
We use Hans Zimmer and Alan Silvestri all the time. And then directors.
J.J.
J.J. said a lot.
J.J. Chris Nolan's been said a handful of times.
There's a couple others.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And after episode 4, I believe, Ben started writing everything down in this little book.
No, I actually have I've always written everything down. It was just I have a little book by the desk side here, and that's the only thing that has that had started at where did it start?
How started Conan?
The little book does indeed start with Conan, and wouldn't you know it, as our composer I have Alan Silvestri.
See?
Yes. What was interesting too is when we start, like I look back at this book and Conan, and I did this before that too. I had a bigger notebook that's actually in my car. But I wrote down the budget, how much it made at the box office, who the director was, who wrote it.
Hey, getting lazy.
Yeah. The music. What did I like about the music? What other things did the composer do? Things of that nature. So, I wrote down things I like. Like, they built relationships very well through images. He changes clothes so much. When Death is trying to get Conan, talk about it. Like, I wrote down all these notes. Now I have no notes. Zero notes whatsoever. And what's funny is I think it's better that way.
Yeah, it also helps that we are not necessarily breaking down the movie beat for beat like we used to. We just kind of riff about the film. We talk about movie factoids. We just talk about things we like. It's more like a review as opposed to like a synopsis.
Yeah, we're not going over the movie. We just talk about what
we'll talk about beats. We kind of not assume the audience has seen it, but yeah, we treat it like a review with spoilers. But yeah. So we have used a few things in our factory a multitude of times. To your knowledge, maybe you need to consult your little booklet there. Are there any names of actors, directors, composers that were like, bam, that was the best? Like, that was perfect choice.
For our picks, like, when we were picking, like...
If there's any that, like, stand out that you remember.
I mean, like, right down to... We had Chris Hemsworth playing Conan.
Yeah.
Like, that's perfect right there.
We had Ewan McGregor playing Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like, I'm looking at this, and I'm, like, looking back at this book. Dream Warriors.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we did Dream Warriors.
Bitch.
Yeah,
bitch.
I mean, there was a lot of good picks. From looking at this booklet here, like, we had Millie Bobby Brown as Reagan in The Exorcist. So, like, that's not a bad pull. She might be a little older now for that role.
Yeah, maybe.
We look at Dream Warriors.
I think we looked it up. Like, she was, like, 14 or something.
Willem fucking Dafoe as Freddy Krueger. Like, that's brilliant. Brilliant. The man's Freddy Krueger on his own.
But you know what wasn't brilliant was the director we chose for that film, if I can recall.
The director we chose was M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, indeed.
We got Patricia Arquette as our Nancy, though. That's ingenious.
There you go.
Tremors. You remember anyone we cast in Tremors?
No.
Channing Tatum as Val, Kevin Bacon's character.
Okay.
Josh Brolin as Bert. That's great.
As Bert?
Yeah.
Who did I want?
You wanted Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, right. He kind of looks like him.
He kind of looks like Bert. We cast Jimmy Stewart as the Tremor.
What about you?
Come out and grab you, little graboids. Yeah. The T station's out. Don't worry, I'll take you on the downtown.
I was trying to pinpoint when the Jimmy Stewart joke started,
very beginning.
I don't know. I thought it was in Dracula episode 8, but now that you're talking episode 7, the Graboids, that was definitely a bit in that.
Yeah.
So
come on the ground and grab you.
Piss.
Yeah. No, we had a lot here.
I think the best casting we did was the French guy in Godzilla.
Yeah, probably, considering he was the same guy.
Yeah, we're like, how about Jean Reno?
Yeah, just Jean Reno. Clue. Clue was fun. We had a ton of people in Clue.
Clue was big.
And so, like, I don't know, Goldfinger. And the thing that's funny is, like, we did Goldfinger, for instance. James Bond movie. But all those James Bond movies, they all have the same idea, kind of, but they're all different and unique. That's the reason why there's, going to be about to be 25 of them, and that's the reason why everyone has their favorite James Bond movie. Like, there is a reason why I like GoldenEye more than any other James Bond movie, even though they all follow pretty much the same formula. They usually start with him on some kind of badass mission. Bad guy comes along, gonna destroy the world, destroy something, make himself rich, what have you. Bondra comes in, saves the day. Bond rushes in, saves the day, and has sex at the end.
Yes.
Yes, you will.
You'll have all the shicks you want because you saved the world.
Who did we even cast? Seth MacFarlane was our opening theme song for that one.
That was a mistake.
Bond 26.
Who did I pick
Seth MacFarlane singing the Bond song.
Didn't I say...
It would be great. You had Lady Gaga.
I was at Lady Gaga.
What's she done that's good?
I don't know.
What about... you had directing that, Chris Nolan.
And maybe in the future we'll do other Bond movies. Are there any podcasts in particular that stick out to you in your little noodle there that were some of your favorites to do this past year, season one?
My favorite, or more of the recent ones, I know that definitely didn't like Edward Scissorhands because I didn't want to watch it. But I really enjoyed, like, Boondock Saints was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Spawn was terrible. Like, I didn't like Spawn. Like, a lot of times they fall in line with the movie we watched. I can say that I have more so enjoyed the podcasts that we do in the evening when we watch the movie, as opposed to we've done a handful in the morning times.
Yeah.
Daytimes. I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Raiders of the Lost Ark was done earlier in the daytime.
Doesn't keep you in the mood.
G.I. Joe was done throughout the day. Yeah, it's a little bit different of a mood. Terminator was a lot of fun. That was a good episode that we did. Jaws was probably my favorite overall episode, oh, really? I think that was a lot of fun. I think we did a good job on it. Because, like I said, there's a lot of times I listen back to these and I'm like, it wasn't that great, or it was pretty good. And Jaws, I thought, was like really informative and really just an overall good episode. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be my favorite, I think, was Jaws overall.
Yeah. I enjoyed, which ones here? I enjoyed doing, like, Breakfast Club was a fun one.
Yeah. I had never seen that movie either. So yeah.
And that's part of the joy of it, was, you know, introducing you to something like that. RoboCop, neither you nor I had seen RoboCop, and both really enjoyed it. Same with Blade. And both of those were pretty good shows, I thought. Vertigo was also a good one. I enjoyed doing the Storytime episodes that I did.
Because I was out of town.
Whether you're out of town, yeah, you can cover for the week and just riff and talk. And, you know, they're good, easy pull. And if ever in the future I'm gone or unavailable, you could probably step in and do a Ben story time in the future. I do enjoy the discussion episodes we do, similar to this one, but we've done, like, video game factories like Legend of Zelda. We did, like, a summer blockbuster discussion, drive-through discussion, drive-in, rather. Pokemon discussion, things like that.
And those are all topical, too. Like, Pokemon discussion was when Detective Pikachu came out. Drive-In was talking about what we can do in the movie, over the summer, what did you do, etc.
Yeah. Let's see here. Another fun one that we did that kind of introduced you to the movie was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That was a good movie.
Yeah, now that I, watched it, it was on... I have an antenna. I use an antenna for my TV.
You old bitch.
Yeah. And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was on. It was not HD, I can tell you that much. But it was so good. I still watched it again, and it wasn't even – it was like June. It's just a very good movie. I'm glad I got the chance to see it.
I did enjoy the concept of doing the animated movies. G.I. Joe is a fun one we did, but – I do like that we're dabbling into anime, which I know for you and I is very important. And we've done Whisper of the Heart, we've done Akira, and we'll do more in the future for sure. I know at one point we were like once a month, but that doesn't always happen. So yeah, those are some of my favorite ones, but more recent ones as well. I enjoyed revisiting X-Men. And that's really what it comes down to, is revisiting the films. What was I going to say? Another fun thing, I don't get to do this as much because my days off changed, but we still try to here and there, and that's have dinner and before watching the movie. And that kind of stems from when we were in high school. We were part of the art history club, and we did dinner and a movie where we'd all gather together as an art club. We'd kind of make like a potluck dinner, share in that, watch a film, then dissect it, talk about it, the symbolism and all that, the symbology of it all.
Symbology to do.
And then with this, it was like we'll cook meals themed to the movie, whether it's something they...
Jesus Christ.
She's pissed. Jesus. Whether it's something... the characters eat in the movie.
Eat your pillow.
Or food. Don't let her eat that damn thing.
we're talking food. She's getting hungry. She's a wrecking machine, and she's hungry. Yeah, so whether it's some of the characters are eating, or something that's seen in the film, and or we just make up something themed to it. What I'm trying to get at is some of the meals that we've made for these podcasts have been part of the show indeed. Let's see, with Super Mario Brothers, we did pasta fagioli. We did a lot of fish for Godzilla. We did, for Conan the Barbarian. I was like, what would a barbarian eat? Tongue.
And turkey legs.
And a giant turkey leg and a beer. Yeah, so, and we did like a Thanksgiving meal for Spider-Man, because there's that one scene where they're eating Thanksgiving dinner.
One terrifying scene.
Yeah, stuff like that. Are there any meals that stuck out in your mind? Or
the Python for G.I. Joe.
Python for G.I. Joe.
That was awful, yeah. But it was good at the same time.
But it's the idea.
The thought. Yeah, the thought that counted. Mm-hmm. We had Python. It was rather tough. Rather tough, and I don't...
Just like
I
Cobra
don't,
Commander.
I don't know if it was... Was it prepared proper, or...
No.
Yeah, was that the issue?
I like overcooked cartilage? The fuck out of it.
Yeah.
It's probably
like eating cartilage the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like that scene when they're eating kitty litter and little rascals are like, it's good.
It's crunchy. So is yours. I'll tell you what, last week with Jurassic Park, we ate that lamb. That was pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, and that was topical, but what's funny about that one is, like...
That was coincidental.
Kind of the food led into the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, we wanted a good movie to end out the summer, and I just so happened to have marinated lamb the night before. I was going to make lamb kebabs for the fiancé and I, but a friend of ours asked us out to dinner, so those ended up getting stored away in the fridge, and I was like, I got dinner tomorrow. What goes well with lamb? And you're like, Jurassic Park or Silence of the Lambs, and we went with Jurassic Park as our good summer ender, and it was real fucking good.
Yeah, done stuff like that. We did Heart for Dragonheart.
Heart was actually good, too. That's what I like, because I like trying new foods.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had ever had heart, but it was really good, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
It was like beef. Same with tongue. Like, tongue's not bad at all. I really enjoyed
that. But I did it in, like, a different way. Like, it's not like we ate a piece. We ate a tongue. We ate tongue tacos, you know.
But they were good.
How did we eat the heart? It wasn't just heart, was it?
No, I think we pulled it apart. And
we did something with it.
Did something to make it not seem like heart.
Yeah, stuff like that.
They were just beef hearts, weren't they? Or they pork. They were pork hearts. Yeah.
And that will continue to whenever we got the time, you know, that can be did like that. So just some other memorable things about some episodes in this retrospective episode of the Brothers Movie Factory. We've had our share of the giggles.
Big time.
But
had our share of burps, had our share of gas, farts, and that.
And
mostly you.
Yeah, most of the laughing fits are from me, but some memorable ones go back to the Dracula episode, which is one of my favorite episodes we've done. And also, what was the bit? Where it was like, what if Jimmy Stewart was Dracula?
He wouldn't sneak up on you. He'd wake you up. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. That need just, you ask your neck something.
That's lost my mind. There's another one. We did Seven. And there's a bit where you looked in my room, and I had on my bed a big box of Funkos and lotion. And I was like, hey, it's not what you think.
Two are leaving.
Like, two of them are leaving. And I lost my mind. But one of the longest laughing fits was actually you.
Pause that real quick. Lay down.
One of the biggest laughing fits was you. Actually,
yeah, Independence Day. I think that was part, in fact, due to me being tired. That was a late
the
one.
Late
that was like a
giggles.
Midnight. Yeah, that was like a midnight pod.
We're like, we didn't realize this movie's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, it was a long one, and it was rough doing that one, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a stupid thing to like get all giggly about.
Nothing more American than aliens.
yeah, no, that was a big one. I mean, the amount of times you've, like, farted while giggling, it just makes you laugh more. Or even, like, the amount of times we've been talking, like, last week. I said something last week, and it was like, piss pants. Well, I said I had the old as my alarm, and I kept waking up with my pants pissed. And, like, 45 minutes later, you started laughing. I'm like, what? And you're like, I'm thinking about pissed pants. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was listening back to some other ones, and we were talking about Labyrinth, and we're like, what if, I was like, we're talking about other rock stars that could have been David Bowie's character, Jareth, and you mentioned, like, Keith Richards, and yes. You talked about the caterpillar, and you're like, I smoke Jungle. That's still funny.
Good, good choice. Who did we go with for that? Hugh Jackman.
I know. Jared. I picked Lady Gaga.
601.
I picked Lady Gaga.
Peter Dinklage as Hoggle, though.
Hey, that's smart.
Natalie Dyer as Arsera. That's strange. We were just talking about Stranger Things and how we didn't think any of them would do anything else and, later in life.
Yeah, so. This fucking dog. He's just standing here like a turkey ass. Just half on the bed, half not. Just looking. Oh, God. Hopeless. Yeah. We've had our share of picks and laughs along the way. Are there any...
Why did we go Simon Pegg as Lord Didymus or Sir Didymus?
It's the voice.
I guess.
What? Oh, there you have it. So you're like, why did we do that? Are there any that come to mind that you'd like to redeem, maybe take back or change?
Well, why don't we start with our... let's say with this. You've been wanting to do Spider-Man 2 for a while. So we won't rehash Spider-Man because you've wanted to redeem our Spider-Man episode for a long while now.
Yes, indeed.
Because you did not like most of our picks.
Yes.
So we won't go with Spider-Man, but let's look back to... here, I'm just going to flip to a random page.
There you go.
See what we got here. So, Batman Returns. We had playing our Batman. We had playing Penguin as Peter Dinklage. What do you think about that?
Did we now?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage as our Penguin. I can't even read my writing. It looks like
Jensen Ackles is our Batman.
Jensen Ackles. Jason. Jesus. Catwoman, Amelia Clark. That wasn't bad.
That's not bad.
And Tommy Lee Jones as our Max Schreck.
Why? there's your one.
Like, all right, Christopher Walken.
Max Schreck.
Who could meet Christopher Walken's ability?
Santa Claus. Afraid not.
Tommy Lee Jones. Santa Claus.
Who was my pick on that one?
Afraid not.
It wasn't Tommy Lee Jones, I can tell you that. Can you read your writing?
I don't think I wrote it.
Oh.
I think we might have just went with Tommy Lee Jones.
Why?
I don't know. Because he has the same energy, Chief.
Shit.
Penguin didn't die, man. He just went home.
Who would you pick now?
That's Max Schreck?
Yeah, Max Schreck.
Just for walking. Now that we recast him as Tommy Lee Jones, we'll go back again.
What if it was Billy D. Williams? Harvey Dent in that world, baby.
Yes, indeed. What about Jim Carrey doing a Christopher?
I thought you were going to say Jim Stewart.
Yeah.
He was still alive.
Santa Claus, afraid not, motherfucker. But here I am, a Max Schreck. I'm going to build a big power plant that is gonna pollute the water.
It's my legacy for Chip. Yeah.
Yeah, Chip. Even though I don't give a rat's ass about him.
Dad, save yourself. Jesus. Tommy Lee Jones, though, baffling. Flip to another random one.
We got our TMNT. We got. As the voices here, Chris Pratt as our Mikey, Rob Paulsen. Donnie.
That makes sense.
Ralph played by none other than Mark Wahlberg.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Ralph.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm Ralph. I'm Ralph Wiggin.
He's one of the great Renaissance painters, Ralph. God damn, Ralph.
Hi, I'm Ralph Macchio.
Yes, the great Italian.
I'm the other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Yeah. I'm on karate.
Jesus.
Sean Schimmel as Leo, so Goku. Ooh, even though he's in a little bit of deep doo doo right now.
You was on big doo doo this time.
Shredder, Carrie Tegua as that. Aubrey Plaza as April.
Whose pick was that? That wasn't mine. That was yours.
Yours is Anna Kendrick.
Mine was Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, pretty good. Probably should have went with that one.
That's right. Baby.
Let's see here. Let's look at G.I. Joe the movie. We had John Cena as our Duke.
That's about as perfect
to the casting as possible.
I should have said that one earlier.
And looking at the other ones, they're pretty good. We got Chris Hemsworth as Sepentor, though. You want Chris Hemsworth like Cobra. La 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 la.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our Pythona was good. Karen Gilliam.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good
Sergeant Slaughter, played by Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes, indeed.
Of course.
Yeah, Alexandra. Terminator, even. Like, Natalie Portman as
Sarah Connor.
Natalie Portman. You had Brie Larson.
Yeah.
But then, all right, so that's, like, back-to-back. Like, we did G.I. Joe, and we had John Cena. Then the next week, we did Terminator, and you picked John Cena as your Terminator.
Hey, makes sense.
We ended up going with... Do you remember who we went with as a Terminator?
Someone... A little different than
someone bigger.
Bigger? Bigger than The Rock? No. Who's bigger than Stallone?
Yeah, very much so. No.
No.
No. No.
Who do we go with?
Batista Bomb.
Oh, that's right.
Dave Batista. Davey Baby himself.
I thought I picked Batista.
Go to the tapes.
I think I picked Batista.
Reese, we went with Kit Harington. That was good. Someone we haven't used. That was my pick. I haven't even seen him in anything, but he's going to be in Marvel Eternals, so I'll see him in something.
A couple of those Game of Thrones cats are going to be in that.
Just a couple of them cats. What about Clue? Let's look at our Clue cast. Like, for Clue here, we had a grand total here. Ooh, it's all messed up on this one for some reason. Wadsworth. Do you remember who we cast as Wadsworth?
Someone, yeah, Simon Pegg, didn't we?
Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
My choice was Michael Caine, because he had actually played a butler. Simon Pegg, underqualified for the role. What about Colonel Mustard?
Colonel Mustang. I would just re-listen to this one. Whoever I mentioned Christian Bale, and you're like, what the fuck? But I don't know if
that's who I wrote down. Christian Bale. Versus my pick, dude, Jack Black.
That's right.
Jackie Black. Miss Scarlet. Do you remember Miss Scarlet?
I listened to that bit. You're like, there are a lot of clocks in these walls.
Miss Scarlet.
Miss Scarlet would have been, I don't know, Keira Knightley.
Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne and her weird tooth.
Or Byron, whatever it might be.
And I picked ScarJo to play
Of course.
Scarlet. Mrs. Peacock, we had to go with Meryl Streep. I think that was a perfect casting.
I did too. You know, I have a friend who is a diehard Clue fan, and he watched our episode, and he won't let me live it down that we picked Meryl as Miss Peacock. I'm like, that was great.
Yeah.
He didn't dig it.
How many Oscars has he been nominated for?
Yeah, right.
Let's ask him that.
Meryl's his favorite actress, which I was like, well, then why wouldn't you want her in Clue?
He's like, because of that, don't disparage her. Miss White, played by Tina Fey. Mr. Green, played by Steve Buscemi.
That's perfect cast. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Professor Plum, played by none other than the great, yes.
That's perfect casting.
At the end, when everyone's dead, he'll be like, huh, you caught me. It's a tie.
That's good.
Yes, indeed. Vincent D'Onofrio's Goldfinger was a solid pick.
Oh, yeah. That is good.
J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence as our pussy galore.
Is that who we went with?
Yes.
Who did I pick for that?
You had...
Read your own goddamn
handwriting. No, I scratch them out. I scratch them out a lot of times, so like I can't read exactly. Like, we had... It was between Chris Nolan, who we went with. Told you always pick Chris Nolan. And I had the Russo brothers. Okay. Directing Goldfinger. I have no clue. It looks like an L. Lauren Cohen. Lauren Cohen. That was my pick. I think you might have picked J-Law.
No.
Sure?
I'm not sure.
Are you sure? I think I picked Lauren Cohen.
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
We'll listen back, but I'm pretty damn sure.
Henry Cavill was our Bond, but that was the one. Henry Cavill was our Bond, but he had to have the mustache. He had to be the first Henry Cavill to have the mustache.
The first James Bond.
No, Henry Cavill.
The first Henry Cavill to have a mustache.
Yes. Shit, I get ahead of myself. Benedict Wong was probably as perfect of a casting we could have done with that one as well.
That's good.
What, you wanted more? About Knife.
Yeah, Coleman Knife.
We went Blade, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Why?
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Actually, yeah, it's really good.
Be pretty bloody.
It'd be very bloody, and the sword play would be good. And he'd team up with the bride. Now, composer, on the other hand, you care to take a stab at who we cast as our composer for Blade?
John Williams. Yeah. Something ridiculous.
More ridiculous than that.
Didn't we do a band? Like Daft Punk?
Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell were you thinking?
That was you.
I won, didn't it? It won the 50-50 odds. I don't know why I went to Don Knotts. I'm just so damn mad. There it is.
Jimmy Stewart. Don Knotts came out of the fuck. So damn mad. Fuck. That's good.
Well, Kerry Washington is old Doc Gal. Deacon Frost was Rob Pattinson, Batman himself.
That's smart.
And Whistler was Nick Nolte.
That makes sense.
What is it? Gets, Bryson. I like how in I kept forgetting for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, like looking back at this notebook, I kept forgetting what John Candy and Steve Martin's characters were named. So I just put Steve Martin and John Candy in here, and I just cast them based on that. You know, you remember the duo we had for that one?
No.
Ben Stiller and Jack Black, Envy fame.
Hey, that's right.
That's not bad. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Well, yeah, that's pretty. If that was being made today, like everyone would be pissy about it, but that would do well right there.
Let's look at Star Wars Episode One real quick. I'm not sure about
Abomination. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I remember who
directing it. We have Spielberg.
Anakin was.
Anakin Jacob Tremblay.
Yours was Tom Holland. You wanted to go older.
Yes. Because I've always thought that it would be those movies would be looked upon a little better if he was actually like a lot older. It doesn't get across to me that this 9-year-old kid is too old, like because
they taught it out of the womb.
Well,
to be
between
a Jedi.
The ages of 8 and I think it's 8 and 11 or 8 or 9, it's like the golden age of like grooming. Like kids can learn best right there. They don't know.
He was
like
about 9,
so he was like right in the golden age of learning. Like he could have been taught better.
Maybe Yoda was afraid.
Yoda was scared. Because Rey is his mother.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, we had Jacob Tremblay. And what was he in again? Was he in the room?
Room.
Okay.
Room. And recently, the Good Boys.
Ah. Indeed. I still wanted to go older. Who did I have?
Tom Holland, if I recall.
Tom Holland. This is Anakin. Killing younglings.
Well, that's not what we're casting. We're casting Episode One.
Are you... Be like,
then
hey,
he would have been too old.
But I want British Tom Holland, so be like, are you an angel?
I want Carl Urban.
Carl Urban. Yeah, that's Cockney accent.
Yes,
right. I want him as Smee, now that I've seen it. Carl Urban as Smee.
No. Yeah. Wouldn't he be a better Captain Hook?
No, because Smee's me.
Would Captain Hook be intimidated by Smee?
You're goddamn right.
Get up off your ass. I'm committing suicide. No, you're not.
He'd beat the shit out of him. Listen to me, Captain. The kids. We beat kids. Obi-Wan, we went with Aaron Taylor Johnson. That's the second time we've cast him on the show.
And both times I'm like...
Water. No. What about, like, Eggsy?
I probably tried.
I probably did.
I'm always trying to get Taylor Edgerton. What's his name?
Jimmy Stewart. I'm always trying to get Jimmy Stewart.
Edgerton. That's not
Taron.
Taron.
Taron Edgerton.
Yeah.
Well, Joel Edgerton.
That's right.
As Obi-Wan. That's a bad one. Who could we get to play a better Obi-Wan? Who's a nice young British actor?
Tom Holland.
Yes.
He probably would have been a better... But, yeah, he would have been a good Obi-Wan.
He would have been a better one. But the issue is, I don't believe he could grow a beard.
He doesn't need to grow a beard.
Have you seen
makeup,
Ewan's beard?
Makeup.
Have you seen Ewan's beard?
Yes. He didn't have one in episode one.
Yeah. He did in two. And I don't think he could grow one.
Makeup. Disney magic.
Disney money. They CGI this nice-ass beard on his face.
It's even better.
It does not look... Ewan's. Have you seen those... Have you seen the meme? It's Hom Tolland.
Hom Tolland?
Yeah, Hom Tolland.
No.
What about Padme? We have Millie Bobby Brown. What are your thoughts on that?
That's probably fine.
And then Qui-Gon as Ewan was pretty good,
too. That's good stuff.
Ewan as Qui-Gon.
That's good stuff out there.
Hom Tolland. You haven't seen these pictures?
Hom Tolland.
We'll get a live look at Hom Tolland.
Why do I feel like this is going to be bad?
It is.
Is it him, like, fat or something?
It's Tom Tolland's spider dude.
I'm waiting. Who is this?
It's Tom Holland, but they gave him a beard and made him look older. It's Tom Tolland.
Spider
dude.
That makes me uncomfortable.
They keep saying it's like creepy Hom Tolland.
It's creepy.
They were like, breaking news, unknown actor Hom Tolland has been cast to play Spider Dude in my Marvel Studios upcoming movie.
That's pretty good.
Big time Hom Tolland. It's a sneak 100. He's sneaking back in.
That's funny.
It's creepy. See, so he can grow a beard.
It's fact. Scientific.
Who did we get to play Santa Claus? You remember who we got to play Santa Claus in Miracle on 31st Street? 34th
Street? My memory's so bad.
You make it up on the spot.
I don't remember.
Tom Hanks.
Speaking of Tom Hanks,
have you seen that Won't You Be My Neighbor commercial?
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't know. Any other movies you were thinking you wanted to return to?
Who do we do Dracula?
Dracula, man.
I remember. I just want to see what you think.
What about Dream Warriors? You want to talk about Dream Warriors?
I try not to.
So, for Dracula, it's right after the Tremors, lack of a term, we went with Michael
Fassbender.
Fassbender is Dracula. That's not bad.
I know. You wanted Ben Kingsley, if I recall.
That's not bad either. That's phenomenal. The man's a genius. He brought Trevor Slattery to life.
Who was our Van Helsing?
Van Helsing was played by Christoph Waltz.
That's good,
which
too.
Is pretty good. We had Keira Knightley as Nina.
Mina.
Reinfeld.
Reinfeld.
Played by James McAvoy. However,
James
in
McAvoy.
The running was Mark Ruffalo, which I thought was better.
No.
Tom Hiddleston is
Mark Ruffalo, he would have been like,
hey,
how he is in every fucking movie.
Screw you big vampire asshole.
Yeah.
Van Helsing comes in, he's like, you're so screwed now.
James McAvoy, watch Split, damn it. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I don't watch bad movies.
Water.
So any others you want to think of?
That's,
we went through a lot of them there.
We did. And we got a whole slew of them planned out for the next year and some random ones along the way. This was season one retrospective.
Yes, indeed.
A year. Yeah, our anniversary year. Episode. And that.
Indeed. Things to watch out for in the coming year. We got a lot of movies coming. Like we said, we're going to be participating in 8-Bit Horror Fest. There's a podcast that I've been a big fan of for a long time called 8-Bit Geek. They do a weekly show, and every October they do a big thing called 8-Bit Horror Fest where they review a lot of movies, and they have other podcasts come on and do episodes for them for the 8-Bit Horror Fest. So we're going to be doing that. And so that'll be coming in October. That'll be a lot of fun working with those guys and getting it out there. So that's something to look forward to in the coming months. But yeah, again, you know, we are on Twitter and Facebook, and we're pretty active. Like, if you send us something, we'll get back to you. So don't be shy.
Don't be afraid.
Let us know. So if you're interested in any of that, hit us up over on Twitter. At the Bros Movie Pod, always tweeting what about the show, retweeting other shows, talking about what's good out there in the movie world, retweeting other great shows, and releasing clips and memes for our newest episodes. You can also find us on Facebook.
On Facebook, you type in the Brothers Movie Factory, you'll find us there. I don't know who I sound like right now, but...
Kind of like Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
Have you seen the... someone used deepfake to put Tom Cruise as Iron Man. And it's really bad because he's like, yeah, I can fly.
Stuff like that. You can go on our Facebook and you'll see goofy memes and what we're watching each and every week, as well as links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago. Spotify, Twitter, and Audioboom being our main branch. And
yes, and like Gus said, Audioboom main branch. You can find us from Audioboom. If you haven't checked us out there, please do. That'll give you the links to everything else. And we basically upload the pod to Audioboom, and they ship it out everywhere else: Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, iTunes. You'll find us there. You'll find us wherever you find your podcasts. But with that being said, here's to a year, and until next year. Brothers?
Next year? Next week?
No. Next year, as in, like, we're going to do this episode again in a year.
And
it's called math. Brothers?
Brothers?
Year-long brothers!